It's amazing what you can accomplish if you don't stop once you start. I posted a podcast twice per week for 4 years, even before getting picked up on the top 100 list. So today, I have one of the most profound lessons I think I've learned in 20 years of entrepreneurship to share with you. A quote out of a book or reading and a story for you about consistency and your stick-to-itiveness and just staying the course. So as an entrepreneur, you know, we want these huge things. You want this huge brand. You follow influencers, gurus. You follow people that have that brand. But I think it's so easy to look at somebody who's got the high producing show and the amount of followers that you want, the amount of wealth that you want, the amount of cars you want, whatever your thing is, right? You look at what they have and it looks like it's just this, you know, snapshot of their life today. And it is, don't get me wrong, right? Them on the tarmacs, them on the big stages, them, you know, getting, you know, 100,000 views, a million views on their videos, all the things that you want out of your brand, your content, your show, your life, right? Your funnels, your leads, you name it. What I love to do is dissect how they got there. See, the thing is about any influencer, business, brand, guru that you follow, they're no different than you. And I want you to understand that at a very deep core level is they started with the first ugly video. They started with the first ugly website. They started with getting hung up on their cold call. It's funny. When I gave my first speech ever, I dropped the microphone. I walked on stage and I was so nervous. I was shaking. Hands were so sweaty and clammy. I dropped the microphone on stage. Yet people see me today. They're like, dude, you're such a good speaker. I'm like, dude, I'm the most introverted, quiet, shy guy ever. It's a learned skill. So when I find something that I think is going to add a ridiculous amount of value to your life, I want to document it, share it, get you an episode out. So guys, we're reading 100 Million Leads by the GOAT, Hormozi. For those that know me know, I'm very outspoken about how much I've learned from Hormozi. I study his books like workbooks, like worksheets. I study his podcast like workbooks. We are part of his platform school. I believe in what he's built because he's built it in a way that I can relate to. See, I relate to the people that weren't fed a silver spoon, that had to risk it all, that took their lumps and failed. And it's really cool if you study his books and his story. He talks a lot about their failures and, you know, losing money and you know, you name it. And I can really relate to that. Maybe you can. Maybe that's even why you follow me and follow my content. So we're reading 100 Million Leads as part of my business coaching program. So we have a business coaching community. That's what I do. I help small business owners. And every Thursday, we do a book of the month mastermind. And I spotlight books that I think are going to help them really get growth and blow up their business, scale their business. And so we're reading 100 Million Leads. So I got to set the context for you. So yesterday we had recorded, talked about this book. So we read them in 50 pages at a time. So we'll read 50 pages a week and then we'll discuss them as a mastermind. So there's the context for you. And we hop on a Zoom call and share. And there's one quote that I want to share with you right here and then a story along with it that I think is going to just be ridiculously like phenomenal for you. It's amazing what you can accomplish if you don't stop once you start. I think this is one of the most profound quotes I've ever heard in business. It is your ability to keep going. You cannot fail. You cannot lose. You cannot fail and be part of the 95% that fail in business if you don't quit. But he goes on to say this, and I have to give you this. So welcome to Storytime with Nikki T. Here's what he says in the book. This is page 100. I highly recommend going and buying this book right away, 100 Million Leads Hormozi. I'm not an affiliate. Just go buy it. It'd change your life. For reference, I posted a podcast twice per week for 4 years, even before getting picked up on the top 100 list. Twice per week for 4 years. That's 104 episodes per year, done over 4 years. Let that sink in. That's 416 episodes that he recorded before getting on the top 100 list. Let me pause. And so I want you to use this piece of content here as a workbook for you, as a taking off platform. Think about your content. Think about your reels. Think about your TikToks, your post. Are you doing two per week? Are you doing two per day? Or are you kind of falling down? You know, I'll speak personally. When I heard this, I've been doing one podcast show per week. When I heard this, I was like, wow, am I willing to do two per week? Abso-freaking-lutely. And he kind of set the bar for me, right? 104 new podcasts per year. 416 episodes to get to the top 100. See, I think we post a video and expect it to go viral. We post a video and expect it to get 100 new followers, 100 likes, 100 leads, you know, you name it. And it doesn't happen. Watch this. Because I did the same thing every week for years, I knew I could trust the feedback. In the beginning, I didn't grow much. I think you can relate to this. I know I can. It took time for me to get better. And I knew I had to make more over a long time for that to happen. He had to do it again and again and again and again consistently for 4 freaking years. He goes on to say this, and I thought this was so, so cool. To close the loop, in its 5th year of my podcast, The Game, it became top 10 podcast in the US for business and top 500 in the world. This was only possible, pay attention right now, after 5 years of multiple podcasts per week, every week. Remember, everyone starts at zero. You just got to give it time. Now, what does that mean to me, and what's the lesson here, and why I have this as an episode on the show today, is I think so many business owners want this flash in the pan, quick microwave success. You can't have it. If you want to build a brand, the guy that you follow, the guy that I follow literally just said for 5 years straight, 2 episodes per week. And then from there, there's what he's not saying is the repurposed content into probably 30 or 40 clips, 30 or 40 reels to be repurposed on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook. You see the guru today with the millions of followers. Don't model where they're at today. Don't model what their life looks like today. What you have to do is you have to model the climb. You have to model the grind. You have to model the rise. See, they're not going to talk a lot about that today because they're at a different level, right? If you go back to the early stages of somebody getting to their first 10,000 followers or 100,000 followers or their first 100 lead day or whatever that is, right? $1 million a month, you name it, right? There are different conversations when they were brand new than they are today. If you look at any huge business that you follow, they're having these next level conversations. I'll give you a quick story on this. So we're at this conference and dude walks on stage and he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, right? The audience was worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe a couple million bucks, right? And he's telling them this story of how he's going to become a millionaire and the money that it took to buy a private jet and why they should all buy private jets and how he's got a yacht. And he's going on and on and on. The dude next to me that I knew was making $275,000 trying to get to 500K or a million. Dude to my left is making 1.1, 1.2. And this dude's talking about buying yachts and jets and helicopters. Don't get me wrong. I think it's cool stuff. It's cool to dream big. All the above. If that's your thing, good on you. But he was teaching these concepts to a group of people that needed more marketing, paid ads, funnels, branding, all the above, right? And it was him talking about at where he was today, which wasn't bad. It was awesome and amazing. And if you're in that level and in that category, the one dude in the room that was probably qualified, you know, to buy a jet would have made a ton of sense. But you're modeling where he's at today, not the actual climb. Let's rewind. Go back 20 years ago. Dude cold calling, knocking doors, right? Building a business, getting hung up on, slammed on. That's why I love and respect content creators, brands, gurus, that you go back and watch their early videos. It's funny, I found an old YouTube channel of mine and some old videos, and I'm like, God dang, look at that young kid. And you see him, he's trying, and I'm like, dude, you have no clue what you're doing. And I was excited, and I get it, man. I look like a little baby on camera. And I appreciate what he was doing then, but it's a different conversation that he was having then than I am now, right? And so what I want you to take away from this episode, the big action step here is, you have to be willing to grind and take no's and eat shit for years and years and years and years and years to get to that point. I had a really interesting experience this week. I was flown into Salt Lake City to give a speech at the Entrepreneurial Summit. Me and my partner Jason worked. It was really, really cool. We were both honored to be there. And so they fly us in, and I head to the airport to fly into Salt Lake City. I'd never been there. Beautiful town. It was amazing. And flying home that night, I'm looking out at the city lights of San Diego and the bay and the harbor. And I remember 5 years ago writing down in a goals journal what that day would look like. And I remember saying, man, it's so, you know, I'm so grateful that I'm a paid speaker and I'm flying around the country, sharing my message and sharing my story and helping serving small business owners. And I remember saying that it's really cool because today I'm going to board a plane and I'm going to fly and give the speech and I'm going to be landing back in San Diego and I'm going to look out and I'm going to see the city lights. I'm going to see the skyline. I'm going to see the water. I'm going to see the bay. And I'm just going to think how grateful I am for my home here in San Diego and my career. So 72 hours ago, we're landing. Pilot, ding, you know, everybody, you know, tray tables up, whatever. We throw away our trash. And I look out the window and what do I see? The city skyline over the bay, over the water, over the harbor. And I was flying home from the Entrepreneurial Summit. Well, what's interesting is when I set that goal 5 years ago, people told me I was nuts, I was crazy. And I started this podcast and I started creating content. And I have created thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of content since then. And it's funny that it took all of those thousands of tries, thousands of reels, thousands of TikToks to get to this point. And then when I read that part of this book, it really, really hit home for me. And I had to share that with you because I think we see the people that we want to be. I think we see the brands that we want to be, but somebody had to build those and somebody had to stick to it and stay the course day in and day out when it wasn't easy. And what I read into this too, and maybe you can appreciate this, you post something and don't get a ton of traction. You know, I've posted videos and had one like, you know, I think I had some that got zero likes. And maybe you could relate to that where you post something and nobody, you know, comments on it or likes it or loves it. It's amazing what you can accomplish if you don't stop once you start. And let me just leave you with this. If you're serious about building your brand or you're serious about building that business or that lifestyle, the only way you can fail at that is if you quit. And I know 5 years ago when I talked about starting my speaking and writing our book and starting conferences and starting the show and starting to create content, how many people told me, you're going to fail at that. Give it 6 months. I can go on and on and on. I have the names. I have them written down. I know who they were. But I don't think they banked on the fact that I was just too dumb to fail and that I was going to find a way to make it work. I was going to find a way to make it work. I had a really sweet, special conversation with my mother 2 days ago. I just got back from the speech and she called to see how it went. And it's weird to see, you know, me flying around speaking and stuff like that. She's been at my conferences and she goes, well, son, you said it. And I had said something to her a few years back and I said, Mom, it's only a matter of time. This is going to work. And she goes, you said it. She goes, how did you feel that this was going to work? I said, this is what I'm doing. Like, I am put on this planet to help people share their message and build a brand and build their businesses. This is what I'm here for. I am here for impact. And I said, it's only a matter of time because I believe that if I keep producing good content and I keep sharing my heart and I keep sharing my message and I keep inspiring others and I keep helping others and adding value, it is only a matter of time before somebody sees that and wants to sign up for my program, before somebody sees that wants to have me on their podcast, before somebody sees that and wants to have me on their stage. And that's exactly what happened. Exactly what happened. The dude that flew me and Jason out had seen us at a conference 2 years ago on stage. He was at our conference last month and saw us on stage and said, I want those guys on my stage. Why? It was only a matter of time before enough people saw my message and wanted to have me part of what they were doing and wanted, you know, me to share my story. Back to this. 2 podcasts per week for 4 years. 2 podcasts per week for 4 years. 104 podcasts per year. 416. 416. Over 4 years. Are you willing to do that? So look at your output. Look at your output. Look at your Instagram. Well, Nick, it costs money. No, it doesn't. This is a free podcast that you're listening to right now, produced by myself. It doesn't cost money. It doesn't cost money. You don't rent Instagram or pay Instagram unless you pay for the blue check. Like, I, you know, what do they charge? It's $19. Facebook doesn't charge you money. TikTok doesn't charge you money. Instagram doesn't charge you money. YouTube doesn't charge you money. You can post and you can create content and you can share your likeness. And odds are you're already paying for your cell phone bill. Yeah, a $20 tripod. I'm on a $19.99 Amazon style tripod right now. But it's up to you to stay consistent. Where I find a gap for most small business owners of where they're at and where they want to be is an output. It is a sheer output and staying the course problem. Here's what happens. You get excited, you hear me, you get motivated, you go create one piece of content, and then tomorrow you don't do anything. What did we just learn here? Stay consistent. We call it chopping down the tree. Find the tree that you want to chop down and chop in the same spot day in and day out. Last month, I made 20 sales from organic social media. All 20 had said this. Yeah, Nick, we've been following your content for months, some of them years. And that's okay. That's just part of the game. So if I know this going in, I know that I have to stay more consistent than my competitors. I have to stay more consistent than even I was last week and stay the course. So when I hear a quote like this or I hear a story like this that requires nothing but sweat equity, you busting your ass, you staying disciplined, and it's a game versus you, I absolutely love that. See, what he's not saying in this is, well, you got to take $30 million to do. No, he's saying stay the freaking course. Stay the course, produce your content, produce your message, build your brand day in and day out. So action steps for you. What was your output yesterday? What was your output last week? And how do you up that? And how do you stay more consistent? My challenge to you is 1 video per day for 30 days. Once you've mastered that, go 2 videos per day for 30 days. Once you've mastered that, go 3 videos per day for 30 days. That's the 30 videos in 30 days challenge. to give you more discipline, to give you more accountability, to give you more output. This is going to become a game of you versus you. Are you willing to do 2 episodes per week or 2 reels per day to have that? That's up to you, and that's a decision that you have to make on your own. I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to up my output because I've seen it. I've seen it in my brand. I've seen it in my life. If you want that brand, you want that business, you have to do something to get it. My favorite saying on the planet is, one of the things I say most often is, for you to build a brand, you actually have to build it. See, there's no fancy AI and there's nobody that's going to come down. There's no course, there's no VA, there's no ad agency, there's no social media management team that's going to come get your voice out and get your likeness out. It is up to you to pull out the camera and press record. Yes, can you hire a video team? Yes, can you have a really cool video editor or a VA or a social media team that's going to help you? Absolutely. But it requires you as the CEO of your brand, the CEO of your business, to design this, to architect this, to show up, press that big red button, and hit record. And in his case, hit and record on 2 episodes per week, 104 per year, 416 over 4 years to get top 100 podcasts. What are you willing to do? That's up to you. I hope you choose to take action, and I will see you in 12 months. I will see you in 24 months, and more importantly, I will see you in 4 years. See, I'm going to finish with this. I'm wearing this hoodie for a day. 95% of businesses will fail. The shirt says, be the 5%. If you're not watching this and you just have it on audio, it says, be the 5%. What does that mean? To me, that's being the 5% in your daily disciplines with your health, with your fitness, with your nutrition, with your reels, with your email marketing, with your paid ads, with your content, with your podcast, with your YouTube, with all of the above. And I think this episode is living proof of this. I read this quote yesterday. And so time of recording this, it's a Friday. I was going to put this off till next week. And I was like, no. If you want to be that brand and you want what he has, you got to be willing to do what he did. And I could have put this off till next week. Nope. Let's record it. Let's rip it. Let's get this message out there. 2 per week for 4 years. That's what I'm committed to. What are you committed to? Let me know in the comments. DM me. Let me know. Guys, I hope you learned something from the show. If you did, share it with a friend. And if there's anything that I can do to help support your business, your content, and keep you disciplined, go to callwithnickyt.com. Again, callwithnickyt.com, N-I-C-K-Y-T, nickyt.com. Guys, I'll give you a free business audit. I'll look at your social media. I'll look at your content. We can chat about you creating more reels, more TikToks, getting a podcast started, you name it. I help small business owners build a brand, stay consistent with that brand, get leads, clients, and sales from social media. God, this was a fun episode. I'm honored to just take this on, get the book, 100 Million Leads. It's dope. I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.